Welcome, everybody, to our regular, or actually special, town council meeting. It is Monday, July 28th at 6:30 p.m. We are at Lot 2, Castle Valley Drive, and also on Zoom tonight. We will do a quick roll call, and then we'll open with open public comment. So
here we have Jasmine Duncan, Tori Hill, Pamela Gibson, Harry Fallon, Ron Drake, Egmont Homer, Pauline Thompson, Justin Baker from Jones and the Mill, Ashley from Harrison's, and Drew from Strong's Solutions. And on Zoom, we have Dorsey Homer, Ryan Anderson, Pam Hackley, and Bob Litman.
Thank you. Item 2 will approve the minutes from our regular town council meeting of June 18th, 2025.
I'm going to ask for public comment.
Oh, yeah, maybe first I'll do that. Is there any open public comment? Seeing none, I'll move into item 2, approval of the minutes from June 18th, 2025.
I move we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Item 3, opening the EWP Castle Creek Culvert Project construction bid. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, perfect. So, you want me to open up for you?
Well, just, yeah, go ahead and open them. I'll start with the line. So, we'll open these tonight and just give everybody basically what the bid comes in at, and then we'll be scanning them and sending them to the council, to our NRCS team, and show them, you know, so that when we schedule a meeting for an award, we'll be ready by then, so you can get your questions answered. And
will we be doing that in a special meeting?
I don't know yet, so I guess this moved up to a different job class, right? So it had to go, it couldn't be done at a state level review. So it could take up to 30 days just to get the review back from NRCS.
We just learned that today.
I just found that out from Nicole today.
Because of the cost, or?
Because of the scope, I believe.
Yeah, that's the first time heard this, so, but. Yeah.
Because of the what? I'm sorry.
The scope of the work. Okay, so I have Strong Solutions from Fairfield. I don't know what order these come in at. The total bid from Strong Solutions is at $1,261,908. And as we go through these, keep in mind that we'll have to break these out into the portions that are, it's the structural parts that are our portion, and then the EWP part, which we're matching. So this isn't inclusive of all of it. This is reflects more than just our portion. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. And is it kind of spelled out on the bids? Do they break it down that way? Or will be covered by who?
There's a bid schedule. Yeah, that should help us figure that out based on the unit prices and the names that, yeah, we should be able to break that out. And then we have Harrison here from OAM, and there's something at $1,121,386.20.
You repeat that thing, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah. $1,121,386.20. I hope that's what it says.
Thank you.
Does that sound right? I'm sorry. Yes. Is that a 2-6 or an 8?
I think there is a reduction.
One.
Or is this all? Oh, that's all.
Yeah. It's cold. I mean, yeah, and that's it. Here she was.
And who did this? Well, this is Williams Construction from Norway, Colorado. And this comes in at $1,185,131.28. And that's with all the stuff together?
Yep, all that belongs together.
And then we have Bay Brothers.
Yeah,
Bay Brothers Construction from Monticello. And this comes in at
$887,629.84. Oh, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4.
For those of you who are viewers that did, do you have questions for us or about process or anything while you're here tonight? Okay. Any questions for these contractors that showed up?
So I got my numbers right. Just the parent low, the brothers for 887,629.84. Like yeah. I mentioned, we'll take all these back. So we can either take these and scan them, send them to you, or, I mean, that's what's due occur, but if we need to, we can have you scan them, send them to us, and we'll go through everything and just double check, make sure all the, everything's included that should be before we finalize anything. So,
what's your preference, Tom?
So you'd be looking at the scope and make sure they're all covering the.
Yeah, staff. Everything's covered within the budget that we've been given. So, if preferably, if I could take these back to Katie, that we work with Katie Andrew, she was going to be here tonight, but wasn't able to. So, and then she'll scan everything in, and we can get you back the originals and with plus scan copies if that would be possible.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I mean, that takes it off of your plate.
Yeah.
And so what's the role of NRCS as far as the bids go?
Because they still have to review the design. If there's any changes that they want made, like it may change the number of units or something that the contract, because it was bid by unit price, it shouldn't be an issue. We should still be able to calculate that based on their unit prices. If it was like more of one thing or maybe less of another thing that the NRCS asked for in the final after they've reviewed it.
Okay.
And that takes about a month for them to do
it
that?
It could take up to that. Nicole said it was a small enough project that she hoped it could be done in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it and are the bids, does that include all the armoring and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, that's the structure and the protection. That's all of it together, not just our portion of the that we have recovered. So I'm kind of hoping with the timeline that we'll be able to award it a bid at our regular scheduled meeting in August. Yeah, but if not, we may need a special meeting in August. I mean, that would give them 3 weeks. But if that doesn't happen, then yeah, I'll reach out for dates that work for everybody, for the majority of everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. You just now write down all that info before you send them off?
Well, you're writing down the main amount, just checking something. Okay. But yeah, okay. I'm good to go.
Whatever. We have a relatively short meeting tonight that she'll try and get you out of here to go through it all. So.
Sounds good.
Okay. And you all don't have to stick around people too either. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll move into executive reports.
So John jumped on to Zoom. Do you have anything tonight, John?
Oh yeah, I quite a bit's been happening in the last couple of weeks, most of which you're aware of. It was just over 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting there in Castle Valley in the town building with, it was the entire Water Advisory Committee, Jasmine, Janae Wallace from Utah Geologic Survey, and Cash Stallings, who's the current district supervisor of the Price Division of Water Rights. And it was to go over the water budget study and determine what the implications were for Division of Water Rights policy in Castle Valley and just other things, basically to get, I called it kind of trying to get the law and the science from, you know, that resulted from the study. And I thought it was very productive. It kind of started kind of jumbled because Janae was late getting there because Arnie got a speeding ticket. But anyway, it worked out just fine. I think it actually ended up unfolding in a better order than I had in mind. So again, I thought it was very productive. There's plenty to think about and probably things to act upon. That will come later. Most of us want to report that we had the meeting. And then after that meeting, Obi and Jasmine and Jocelyn and I met to discuss the process for hiring my successor. It was agreed that we needed a certain procedure and standard questions and a standard format that could be applied to all the applicants, and then with time allotted for them to ask questions of us. Jocelyn and Obi got together on some questions in a format that looks pretty good to me. And we have tentatively, I don't know what the update is on this, maybe Jocelyn can tell us, tentatively have scheduled August 12th for interviews. And again, Jocelyn.
Yeah, I think she said she's got one person set up with the time.
Okay, because she and I communicated via email the other day. I sent her the draft of a letter that I proposed to send to the applicants along with certain documents. You know, the water management plan, our water ordinance, and other, you know, key documents that I'm going to review in advance, mostly so they could ask questions of us. Anyway, so that's the plan at the moment. I'll just await further updates from Jocelyn. I think that's it. Obi may have something to mention. We had a, I guess we'll call it informal WAC meeting this morning, where we kind of debriefed the big meeting of a couple weeks ago and determined that really our the big takeaway in terms of future action is to make a proposal to Division of Water Rights regarding appropriations in Castle Valley, namely that they be limited to none or very small ones. And again, that's kind of the probably next big effort.
Thank you, John. Obi's actually not here tonight. I think the one thing that I wanted the council to know was just that the water study, it won't be finalized and probably in your hands until mid-August.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I remember at the big meeting, I call it, Janae asked if there were any more corrections, just any final corrections, and I had a few. They were trivial, in other words, in terms of the content of the report, but they would have been embarrassing. In other words, the cover photo had a caption that said it's looking southeast, when in fact it was looking northeast. You know, little things like that. Anyway, and so I told her I would get those to her, and she emailed me early the next morning saying she had just heard they had finalized it and were going to go to print with it. And so I had to hurry up and get those. They were going to finalize it by noon that day. So if I had any corrections, I needed to get them to her quickly, which I did. So I don't know what their schedule is. Maybe when they say we're going to publish it soon, you know, that may be UGS's version of soon, which probably is mid-August. But it's forthcoming.
She mentioned mid-August at our meeting. That's why I said that.
Right, but again, the communication we had the next day, she indicated her surprise at being told that it was
Okay.
We finalized that morning. It was going to go to be published.
Great. Well, maybe we'll get to see that sooner than later.
We'll get it when we get it, you know, and I don't think the content is going to change much at all. And so what we already have is I think pretty substantial.
The council hasn't seen what we already have, John.
Well, what we will soon have for everyone to see is pretty substantial.
Okay.
No, you're right. I keep thinking, I hadn't thought about that, but it's, I certainly think it's everything we paid for and then some. So,
Pam, do you have a question?
I just wanted to add to the comment that Cash Stallings did say in the meeting that they hadn't given final blessing to the document. However, maybe if Janae said it was headed to publishing, maybe that already did happen. So.
And maybe the left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. And again, we'll get it when we get it. It'll be good to have it in our hands as you know, finalized.
Thank you, John.
I have a question. Well, I have John on the line here. Should I call those other? I'm waiting to hear back from two applicants, and I think I'm just going to call. I emailed them last Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard, so I'm going to maybe call them in the morning, give them a phone call. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Anything that gets together that forwards the process.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay.
More to come.
More to come, okay. Indeed.
Our road department report. Any questions for Dorje? And Dorje, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I did want to add a few comments regarding the Excel spreadsheets regarding equipment and the maintenance stuff. I'm kind of just looking for some input on formatting to make it more legible for both the town council and the public, because I might just be a little off on what I would end up doing. So I thought I'd just leave it as simple as possible and see what kind of input I got for it.
Is that the spreadsheet with the CAP 420F?
Yes,
and
the case MW24C.
Yeah. It was a little hard to figure out what columns, maybe put the borders back in there around the cell.
Yeah.
So we could figure out what columns. It's a lot of good information though.
Yeah, I was okay with it. Crazy amount of work.
Yeah.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. I like the spreadsheet on the roads.
Yeah, that's really helpful.
Yep. I don't know if I haven't necessarily been posting them to the town council, but that we've had that format for a while. So I can go back through and get you some of the older ones as well. If you're interested in that for overtime or whatever else.
Maybe over time those inspection reports will show how roads have improved that you've been working on.
Do we want those on the website?
Is there room?
We got tons of room.
I'm sure we can make room.
If it doesn't hurt to put more information, the better.
If you know what you want on there, I'll put it on there.
A lot of them are paper right now, so it will take me a little bit of time to transfer them over to digital. But otherwise, I can do that. It's just going to take a bit longer.
Just scan them. Don't go too far. Don't go deep into the weeds with that. Just scan them and make them a PDF.
Cool.
So theoretically, you come up with a total score, and then that's how you prioritize what your projects are going to be, theoretically?
Yeah.
Well, kind of.
It helps prioritize to show where the needs are.
Yeah.
It does. I just want to clarify that some of those columns are very important and should have much more of a weight to them than other ones. For example, like how steep the slope is of a road, there's really not too much we can do about that. So the fact that it adds can add so much to the prioritization weight doesn't feel fully accurate. So I might modify that a little bit and do it as like a separate column that doesn't get added. So yeah, this is just the older form that I inherited and I'm just continuing on with.
Yeah, thank you for all those extra information this time.
Yep. And I'll plan on submitting those quarterly.
Okay. Does anyone feel
yeah.
they need more often than that?
No, oh, no, no. I just had another question.
Go ahead.
In the general road maintenance, prioritizing E-Shaver, what does that mean? What do you mean?
I mean, getting it ready for the road closure.
Yeah, I understand yep. that it's going to be that, but what does that mean, getting it ready?
Improving drainage, we're going to be putting quite a bit of road base on it, potentially widening the lane width just a little bit, just whatever we can do to make it more sustainable and easier to deal with for the residents during the closure of Castle Valley Drive.
Thanks.
And where did I see, it said the acquisition, you got a bunch of gravel, is that a new acquisition for Shaper, or is that something you've had for a while?
No, that's a new acquisition that we got. That was just filling out the materials budget that we had last year, because towards the end of the year, we didn't have, like, finish out that budget. So that's what that is. I'm planning on getting a fair amount of road base, and I'll probably have them deliver it directly on to Schaefer Lane. Helps us avoid having to load it up in our own dump truck, the time, everything else. So that's the plan there. I'll probably be getting at least that much, potentially a little bit more, half of which will probably go to Schaefer and the other half will keep at the lot for repairs or whatever else. That will depend just on how much Schaefer requires to become a good road surface.
So just so I can kind of picture the piles out by the road shed, how much is that about?
The ones that you see from the road?
Yeah.
Okay. If it's just the side, like kind of towards the pavilion and things like that, what you can see beyond that, I guess that's probably about the same amount of gravel that we just got, the 220 tons.
Okay. Yeah, it just helps to picture how big these tons are.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
It looks so small.
Thank you.
Yes.
No,
enough.
$500. Small pound.
Any questions for planning and land use?
No, you were busy. Well, that's a lot of stuff.
You did have a little report from Ed Weeks and the packet EMS. He couldn't be here tonight. Basically, EMS district is looking at a sales tax increase to help cover some of the costs that they're not recovering from services, which is an ongoing problem.
I don't know how you could cut $330,000 out of their budget.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's their full budget? It's not that big.
I don't know what their full budget is, but I'm sure it's probably available. Yeah, that means cutting staff hours and cutting equipment.
I wonder how much money the tax increase would raise.
No, I'm sure it'll be part of their projection when they do their hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a sales tax. That's not on your property tax.
Yeah.
So. Like everything else, will just make it a little bit more expensive to live here. Okay, we're used to it, right?
Just raise it up.
Pamela, do you have anything from the youth hiring?
That's interesting. Why wouldn't the lab fire get some of it?
It's not just Ben. It's like the hospital and the
Canyon Health, but I mean, it's the fire gets...
I don't know, it's just the way they're setting it up.
to get money anyway.
They have their own PAC.
Mm-hmm. Well, a different one. I mean, we get both property and sales taxes.
Right.
So evidently there's a mechanism for other entities to be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, we had two board meetings this month. The first one was our regular one. And we got some bad news, which is that Christopher Thomas, greatest guy, he pulled all this together. Anyway, he left. His last day was the 25th of this month, and he's going on to study in Ireland, he and his wife. So the board won't have him anymore. It's a real loss, but he said we do have another replacement that will be at the city. Then the other things are, I told you last time that Rocky Mountain Power submitted, I shouldn't pull that up so I don't say the wrong things. The board, I lost some train of thought.
Something about Rocky Mountain Power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rocky Mountain Power submitted our operating agreement that has all the details of how this thing is going to work. And they submitted comments, well, which the board is disputing, mostly things that would make it a lot more expensive. Hadn't been providing any factual information, like litigation with a defendant where you ask for discovery when you want to find out information because they're making certain claims and you don't know what it's based upon, best for that. So far, at least to my knowledge, we haven't gotten that, but we'll see. We had to answer their responses by the 18th. I haven't had any more information on that, but the 11th was of July was the date where bids were being submitted for the resource acquisition. I imagine I'll find out on Monday at the board meeting how that all that came together. We haven't gotten any updates so far, but it's exciting. We'll see. Going to be more expensive. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how many people are actually going to participate by the time that's good.
We'll see. I mean, we actually passed a resolution dealing with if this gets terminated, how do you deal with it? So who knows?
Right. And what was that like?
Oh, it just gives a lot more saying, okay, if the commission terminates the program, what do we do? How do we wrap it up and give back money and stuff like that? Hopefully it's not going to turn out that way, but
right. We
live in weird times where
I just have a feeling more people are not going to opt in, like residents.
They don't opt in, they opt out.
I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah. They do opt out.
They won't be opting out.
Well, I mean, according to Rocky Mountain Power, they're saying it's going to be more expensive by $2 a month, per kilowatt hour, whatever it is. It's twice as much. And they've changed the amount of costs, and we don't know why they've done that. But we'll see.
Well, their regular rates are more expensive, too. So,
yeah. There's that. Welcome to the modern world.
Yeah. Thank you for sticking that out.
I've been here.
I was going to ask you how many years it's been now.
5 years.
Wow. Thank you. Let me just that I've been involved. I've been 10.
Well, I think that was from the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there was a lot of work to get that legislation passed in 2019. So that was, who knows how long that's
like pre-Odyssey, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of work has gone into this and exploding around us.
Right. Okay. Well, trucking. Chief Drake, do you have anything?
Well, not too much. It's been hot and dry. If you notice, smoking. most of our smoke has come from the north rim of the Grand Canyon. That's where we're getting most of our smoke, right? Like, the federal state governments are just really on the verge of going into a class, like a class two fire restriction, which is no open fires at all, you know, even at campgrounds and all the other stuff.
Right. That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Yeah.
But they're running the birds. They're not quite there. I thought they'd do it this week, but they're not quite there. So anyway, that's where we're at.
I like that email that Bill sent out. She's talking about the Deer Creek fire and how it relates to Castle Valley. That was good. Might catch some people's attention.
Yeah, I think Johnson put that on the.
She sent out the email.
Pauline did.
Somebody did.
And it's my fault the last link is broken, so if you want to go to that link, contact me and I'll give it to you.
Oh, the first thing.
It's correct on the town website. I put there. But I had to reformat it for the email and it broke. Sorry.
Welcome.
Thank you. And do you have an IT report?
Very brief. First, we have a new speaker and microphone for our hybrid meeting, so I wanted to ask if the remote people are hearing us okay? Thumbs up from Darcy.
So much better. Thank you.
Bob is in backlit. He just looks like
he did thumbs up.
Okay, great. Thank you, guys. Second thing. Oh. I'm still pursuing the email that we were promised, the email hosting we were promised. I'm going down to Monticello for another cybersecurity meeting on August 7th, and I want to hit up somebody in person about that. So I'm still working on that. Otherwise, I'll investigate the alternatives, which seem to be either Microsoft or Google, which are expensive. So anyway,
all right. I'm
working on it.
Thank you.
What isn't?
Yeah, let's move right into the treasurer's report.
Yeah. We did pretty good. It doesn't look like it on the spreadsheet, like I explained. We're waiting for some more reimbursements for some grants we got. But looks like we have a surplus of about $35,000 when we're all said and done. And, of course, that will roll into next year's budget, or we'll put it away for our capital project that just doubled in cost. But everybody did really well. I probably miscalculated the agent's, Yeah. And so we're over a little bit here and there, but not by much. So, and we have a surplus in reality, so
we're good for that.
Well, I mean,
right?
You know, you're either ahead or you're behind.
Right.
And then right now we're ahead.
Well, I do think that our clerk is going to need a little bit more than what we put in the Kenogen budget for the next year because of the general plan.
Well, and we'll look at that throughout the year to, you know,
that's Bailey.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You didn't say I was over.
And you are over. You were over.
Oh,
was yeah. I miscalculated.
Yeah, I was the building permit agent.
Oh.
Not the clerk. Yeah.
Sorry. No, it was. I miswrote it in my report. It's the agent that was
over. Yeah, it was you, not Bailey.
Oh,
no, I don't.
I'm sorry about that. Thank you for pointing that out. It was the agent. Any questions?
No.
Part of that might be the
IT.
Well, and you've been really busy with the building permit.
And those generally pay for her time, though.
But well, yeah, but I mean, it's what you expect and budget for and what really happens. Which is really hard to, you know.
Yeah.
figure out the forecast. So,
right.
We're still doing a lot better financially than Grand County is.
That's good. That's good.
Well, let's hope we can keep it that way.
So we got our tax notice, preliminary,
mm-hmm.
and the amount to the town only increased by $50.
$50.
For us, yeah. Based on, I mean,
for yours, for our,
mine was about 140.
Fifth year.
Like, mine was 145 for one property and 141 for the other property.
It'll be different for everybody, but yeah. Based on your values. But,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But so for some people, it's going to look like a lot more than that, obviously.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions for Tori? We have one for finance and packet from Bob Littman. He's here if anybody had any questions for him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very nice letter, Bob. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Any other correspondence?
No.
Okay. Administrative matters and procedures. There was a Forest Service Cooperating Agency meeting on the 4th. And for some reason, I keep thinking it's later in August, and it's not.
I think they changed it, didn't they? They had it set later, and they changed it.
They had it set for a different month, I thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something. Yeah, it came quickly.
And it didn't make it much better for me, and obviously not for Harry either.
Yeah.
And not Tori.
If he didn't have oral surgery, I'd send him by himself, but he won't be able to drive out.
No.
He's got to do that.
No.
So I can do the morning, but I've got a 1 o'clock.
I think I can make it to the afternoon if you wanted to do the morning, and that way at least one of us is there for the whole thing. I could get there by one.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a lunch in there, I believe.
There is a lunch. Yeah. They bring
I think the most important thing to me was just finding out what any new things to our memorandum of understanding of the cooperating agency and what their expectations of us are.
Can we find the MOU that we have that established that whole status, because I would like to review it before I go to that.
I'll look for it. I think it's important that we show up to that.
I do so. Have a
presence.
Yeah.
Just sit there
trying to figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Is there anything that you need before you go? Probably just
okay.
I think that's all I needed. And then, do you all receive those emails from them with all the documents and
yes.
everything? Are you getting them?
Yeah.
I'll make sure it gets forwarded to you. But Harry forwarded, I think, the recent one that has all the attached documents.
Yeah,
you need.
Four documents.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay.
A lot of information.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do after minutes. Do we have any town letters we need to work on?
Well, I have just a couple of I think it falls under the administrative, and it does, we can talk about it another time. Two things. One is Rocky Mountain Power. I noticed they've got these, I'm walking down Schaefer, they've got these big poles that they're going to put in, which replacing, I guess, shorter poles. The curious thing, and I just wanted to confirm with you, is that they put this next to the pole, the replacement pole next to the old pole, and then you walk down a little way, and then there's a brand new pole on a place that does not have any wires at all. And are they going to put up a wire there? They can't do that, can they?
No, they can replace their holes. They can put more
poles
if they needed to
in the line,
but they cannot move a line.
Right.
I don't think.
Has to be buried.
Yeah, it goes along, and they're going to replace the hole, and then there's no wire. It's all underground.
Uh huh.
But there's a pole laying there, and I don't know if that was just somebody dumped it. It was in front of a lot that has buried.
Or we can email Dan and see what's going on down in the
town. What lot's that near?
I think it's 91, 92, somewhere around there, 91, 92.
Is that down towards the end of Schaefer?
Yes, right, yeah.
Is it within the easement, or is it potentially outside of the easement and it's a pole that they're installing for?
No, it's in the, it's right there next to the road. It's right there.
Okay. I'll check that out.
Others. Yeah, just.
I got contact information and I left them a message. The actual company doing it is Cache Valley Electric. I talked with their crew about keeping the road open and whatnot, but I'll be talking to essentially management or whoever is actually running the show at CVE about the goings on there. So just a note on that.
Thanks.
And then I think some other poles are laying around too. There's some other new poles.
Yeah.
Like up on the Castleton Road that are some. So I think they're replacing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some others.
There's probably bigger.
They look bigger, taller.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that. And then the other thing, a neighbor has asked me to see if there's any way that we could get the basketball lines repainted on the basketball, pickleball court. The pickleball lines are all good, but the basketball ones are, they're fading out. And he said he would be happy to do whatever it is. He said he'd pay for the painting, whatever it is.
He needs everything he needs.
He just needs
to come in.
Is that
Warren?
Yes.
Do you think you could ask your neighbor if he
could
slow down on my neighborhood?
You don't think he drives by me too?
Yeah, 60 miles an hour.
It's leveled out the bumps.
He can paint his own basketball ones.
Well, he's a good guy.
He just drives too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, his wife can't control it either, so, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of construction guys coming up early in the morning that are just flying up that road.
Mm-hmm.
I see it go by here.
Yeah, we've already
Early. We already have the paint.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I'll just let him know that
we don't have anybody do it.
If you want to do it, right?
The family was staying with Dar's daughter or cousin or somebody, rather. They did the pickleball courts. I got him the paint and I showed him how to use the machine and they did a great job.
Machine.
Yeah.
Okay, if he wants to do it, I can give him a little lesson on it, and he can go for it.
Yeah, they did a great job. They just redid the pickleball lines like a month ago.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So
I'll tell him.
Yeah, he just got volunteered.
He volunteered himself. Yeah.
Community service.
Yeah.
Probably for speeding.
Yeah.
A long ticket to you, but you got a pink line.
Okay. So, do we have any town letters anybody was working on? And we do have our property tax public hearing on August 20th, which is our next regular meeting.
Here already.
Yeah, so that could be end up being a very busy night if we are able to award our bids the same night.
That makes me tired.
We also want to request volunteer help to mail out the general plan survey on Thursday, August 7th.
I'm going to have a big campaign to recruit people.
Okay. You're going to put out that?
Yeah.
Also, Georgie, did you happen to see the email from Kate Finley, the new emergency manager for the county, who wanted to meet with you and I?
Yes, I wanted. Did I not respond to that?
I didn't see the response.
Okay. I thought I did, but I wanted. I'm good with Thursday. I think we can meet anytime then. I'll make sure I sent that out.
Okay, I was kind of hoping. Shortly. I don't know. Troy, are you around on Thursday at all?
Yes.
Thursday?
I would love to grab you as soon as
actually, the 7th. Oh, no, that's September 7th. That would be this Thursday.
That would be the 31st.
Yeah, the 31st. It's okay. I think I am. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can make any time work, so whatever works best for you guys.
Okay. So, yeah.
Are you meeting here?
Yeah. She's going to come out here, so I figure she's coming out here. Our emergency operations team should probably meet with her.
Yeah, definitely. What time do you know, or are you going to work that out?
I'll get back with her and see what time, and then let everybody know.
Okay. I'll make a note that it's Thursday.
Well, I might want to attend that, too.
Meeting. Yeah.
So we'll put you in the loop.
And then we have a hazard mitigation plan update on our administrative matters.
I figured we should at least tell everybody that we're working on it.
Yeah, it's almost August. We've been working on it since January.
Yeah.
We
are working hard on it, so everybody knows it's happening. Yeah. And we hope to have it to the council maybe in October.
A draft.
Yeah, the draft for everybody. But, yeah. That was all that's about.
Okay. Any other administrative matters? Okay, we'll move into new business. Item 7, discussion and possible action regarding approving of the revised general plan survey. The final.
That's the one that Phelan sent out last week, and then she also sent it out again on Sunday, maybe?
Because she had to update it or something.
Yeah. There's still some questions on it that are highlighted in yellow. Pretty much the phrasing of what Tori had requested it be. And there, and
B4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was two questions about FireWise things, and one was, are you aware that these state fire lands and whatever does FireWise inspections? And then the next question is, did you want the town to, the fire department to do FireWise inspections? So there need to be two questions. The fire department here does those inspections. So that's all I can remember.
I've got it.
Do you?
I got the latest version from like yesterday.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
There was two that Phelan especially wanted brought up tonight. Is Ryan still online?
Yeah.
One was the introduction before B5. The first sentence of that just, it's a grammatical hot mess. So she suggested I bring that up and suggest alternate wording. And then there was Tori's weed question that I guess you were going to. So do you want me to tell you the water one? B5.
Are you asking us to come up with language or what? Was that the question?
Not come up with it. I have a suggested rephrasing of that one sentence that Phelan said I should bring up tonight. Because the sentence as it stands, it's before B5, and she had it highlighted in blue on the copy I got.
It's not suitable for consumption. That's the highlight there?
Yeah, that first sentence. Many lots in the town cannot produce an adequate quantity of water and/or good quality water for drinking and other uses via well installation that is not suitable for consumption.
Yeah, that's a lot. Not suitable for consumption.
Well, I suggested many town lots cannot produce a well yielding an adequate quantity or quality of potable water.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that sentence.
Fair enough.
Sounds good.
Yeah. And the other
thing works, Colleen.
Pardon?
That works, Colleen.
Thanks, Ryan. And the other one, because I corresponded with Phelan about this a couple times today, was the weed question that I guess Tori and Ryan worked on.
D4?
It got kind of watered down.
Yeah. from what we discussed.
Yes, at the last meeting.
It went a little wider than what I was wanting, but it's fine. I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's fine.
But Thank you, Maury. We were trying to unify the language with the rest of the language.
We would really prefer some stronger language here. Actually, I suggested
that the impact thing. I mean, you know, when it came through and I was being all, and that's fine. It's just a little broader than what I was asking, but it's fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Part of what we looked at.
It is kind of confusing, though. Use a line for additional lots. So that, I was all the way through it. I kept going, then I have to go to that other lot in my head. So I really liked it before when I just did one for each lot, but I'm not going to nitpick about it either. So,
okay. I just wanted to say about D4. Another grammatical problem that I see is it's two sentences. The first one talks about controlling and or eradicating weeds. And then the second sentence is, please rate its impact on your property. So is the its referring to the impact of the controlling or eradication or on the weeds? Because
it's just the weeds.
Doesn't read to me very well. Harry, maybe you understand what I'm trying to say.
It doesn't really run back to
Maybe please rate the impact on your property. I mean, I was actually going for
neighbors.
Not, hey, it's a big problem for everybody. Well, you know what? It wouldn't be a big problem for me if people would deal with their weeds. So I was kind of leaning the whole other way. They're not growing, and I'm done my weeding this year, so.
She's chilled out.
I've chilled out a little bit. But next year when it comes up and I'm pulling weeds because of other people's weeds blowing into my property, I'm going to probably get upset again. So. I wish it would have gone more in that direction because everybody has problems of the road issue, okay, the road easement. The road department comes through and 4 months later, I've got a million weeds to pull, and they can't, I understand that the road department cannot deal with the weeds on every road in here, but I think some people could deal with their weeds.
Yeah.
And I pull weeds on the road. I pull weeds 3 and 4 lots up and down my road.
I know I'm a little weird about that, but
so maybe please rate the impact on your property.
Of what?
Of the weeds.
Of the weeds. But the sentence before is talking about the subject. It's a grammar thing. It's just referring to the controlling of the weeds.
So take out it and just put
the weeds. The whole thing is.
Ryan, do you have some input here? You got your hand up or is it?
Two things. Thank you. First off, I think that Colleen's suggestion would work in clearing that up. And secondly, part of the issue that we were looking at with this is the enforcement of whatever it is that is going to come out in the general plan. And enforcement, as you all know, is a sticky wicket. And so rather than getting out in the weeds on that, we worded it as we did. Thank you.
Until we find out if everybody's irritated as me. And then it's more of an enforcement issue?
Well,
how can it be an enforcement issue?
You know, Tori, I, as we talked about, am in the same place as you are.
No, I know.
I'm out whacking weeds. In fact, I call myself Johnny Tumbleweed that way every day. So.
Yeah, well, we got one guy that actually counted how many tumbleweeds he killed this year.
Oh, I know him.
I would have lost count. A million.
Oh, yeah.
And five.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And I,
you will
be yeah.
Yeah.
I can't count that high.
Well, I think about five times, and I could fill this room at least twice.
Mm-hmm.
I get
yeah.
everybody.
And they all blew in.
Yeah.
I don't have any grown up. Very little.
Yeah.
All right. So were there any other sticky points? Were those the two main?
Those were the two that are important.
What was the FireWise ones?
There were two questions here that didn't go together, or
right.
They were redundant.
Yeah,
yeah.
Seem redundant.
That's F1A and F1B. And I did mark those. F1A makes it sound like they always, or they've already done an inspection of all the lots.
No,
maybe,
well, how
it implies that, I mean, if you read it, no, it's F1 itself says, B, the Castle Valley Fire Department conducts these wildfire hazard laws lot assessments on all Castle Valley properties. Would you use the service? Yes.
By request. They conduct them by request.
Yeah,
I
that's the part that
I would clarify that.
By request. Thanks.
But at one point, there was a question ahead of that that informed people that state fire, lands, and forestry does them.
Yeah, that seems to have gone away. So
good.
Sorry
okay,
about that.
That's good. That's because they're not the ones doing them. It's our fire department doing them. So good.
Okay.
I'm behind the times.
So I'll add by request.
Okay.
What about G3 on the monitoring wells? Can we put a little more description on that just so people know what a monitoring well is? Like, what do we monitor?
Put water monitoring wells.
Water monitoring wells. For level and
monitoring wells that measure contamination and water levels.
Yeah.
Which question was that?
G3.
D.
D.
D as in dog?
Dog.
Yeah. D as in dogs.
G3D.
G3 dog.
Oh, G3B.
G. D.
But you guys don't make it too wordy because we're not going into another piece of paper.
That's right.
Same line.
Brian, did you have your hand up again? Or is it
yes,
up?
I have my hand up again. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, space was part of it, but also we took that language directly from what was given to us from the Water Committee who worked through it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it wouldn't hurt to point out what we're monitoring for.
Absolutely.
Monitoring wells that measure
water
contamination and water level.
And if there is
contaminants
through quality and quantity monitoring wells.
Yeah, quality and quantity.
Water
that sounds
quality.
Good. Water quality and quantity.
And so those with formatting experience, like Colleen, can look at that and make sure that doesn't change the formatting of the whole thing, as Jocelyn was suggesting. Huh. That'd be great.
It's just, yeah, just one line.
No, what question is it? B, G? G,
dog.
G.
D for dog.
G3D. Oh, suggest other improvements is what I have.
But then you mark the one. D, not D. D as in dog. Monitoring wells.
I don't have a monitor.
You have a
it's
dog.
A blue color.
This is
blue
one added. I got from Faylene like yesterday.
Well, it's been updated evidently. It's the one in our packet.
It's the one that's ranking your importance.
Yeah.
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 It's got a blue, it's highlighted blue.
Just so you'll
whatever that means.
So if we just
shift three
D.
D. Oh, blue, that means I think it got taken out on the very mouse.
Blue is taken out?
I don't know, because I have a really recent thing here.
I think this was, she sent one out, so and then she sent another one out right after that.
I've got two or three in the last few days. What do you want it to say?
Well, that's something.
Monitoring wells that measure quantity and quality.
Monitoring wells for?
Water monitoring wells.
Yeah.
But it's not just, it doesn't measure salt, just measures
quantity and
quality. Quality.
Quality covers
the
water.
Yeah, quality.
Quality.
Well, and it depends what you want to pay for, what you
want to
pay to see what.
Yeah, don't
even,
whatever that is.
But it gives people an idea of what a monitoring well is.
Yeah, well, what we're doing.
A lot of people wouldn't have done that.
Well, what's a monitoring well? No, I don't think, I don't care about that, but in reality, they do care.
Yeah. Okay. I'll pass that along to Jimmy.
So we're hoping to get those changes tomorrow, and then it's going to the printers on Wednesday.
After we update the online version to make sure.
Yeah. Because they're going to print it Thursday or something.
Yeah.
That's getting closer.
Well, should we approve this revised version?
Yeah. I mean, we approve the Capitola General Plan Survey as presented with our few little changes.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We don't need a closed meeting for anything tonight. We'll move to item 9, payment of the bill for fiscal year 2025 and for July 2026. For fiscal year 2026. So I noticed the terms of the mail bills came in one day, and then the very next day, the same amount. Is that a duplicate, or did they actually send two bills for the same amount one day after each other?
One day after each. One is for one month, and one is for another month.
Oh, so this is
really scared.
Yeah.
Why would they do, what are they doing that they're charging the exact same thing twice?
I can pull the things for you. I'll check it out and see. Maybe I made a mistake, but I don't think so. I can look into it. But I know that they were the same, because I was wondering the same thing.
Exactly. Same number, 16,000.
Yeah.
To 8,450 twice. I mean, they may have broken up their what they're doing into a monthly fee, and then are just charging it monthly to keep, so that we can keep sending off the reimbursement.
They're
still figuring out.
Yeah. And then the Kilgore company, that's all the gravel. Oh, yeah, I wrote it there. That's all the gravel using that last year's budget. And Colleen's is for that.
And the cable.
And the cable.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you were paying a company to engineer this thing and to give us an estimate and everything, and then it comes in twice the amount.
It's not twice the amount. The total amount that we are paying for is not the total project cost. That amount includes what EWP is paying towards as well. That includes their portion, not just ours. Does that make some sense?
It does, but we didn't see numbers like this from them when they were estimating it.
Right,
they came back as one, and then they came back as a higher
meaning it cost to us.
I can go back to the invoices and let you know exactly how much the town is not getting reimbursed for, or exact where we're at. Because most of these bills is EWP. We're about 2,000 ish on each of these.
Yeah.
But I can add part
it
all
of
up
it
for
is,
you.
Yeah, part of it's
the bill vaulters are down.
And part of it's towards the EWP part.
So when I send in for reimbursement, I just pull out the EWP parts, fill out this form and send it in, and then we're responsible for whatever that total minus the EOP is.
Okay, I'm fine with bills as long as you check to make sure that we're
yeah,
not paying.
I'll verify that those really were the same because I never really noticed that. I just enter them, and one is through last year, and one is we waited, and it's for this year, so we split them.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking is that we were not paying it, and then they send it again.
No. One is for May and one is for June. And the June one we didn't want to pay. We wanted to bump it over until July.
Okay. I think it's just strange. It was the exact same amount.
Okay. Well, I'll check. I may have made a mistake. God knows I might have. My brain is like having issues.
Well, just double check.
I will double check. I'll also show you their bill sometime when you come in so you can see that. They break it all down.
All in favor? Can we have a first and a second?
At least.
The bill subject to the checking on the bill for the Jones Camille, that one, that I'm going to pay the bills. Second.
And Steve seconded for sure.
All service.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That's all we have for you tonight.
Great.
Awesome.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
Steve. Thank you.
Short but sweet.